Casino, St. Louis. Must be 21. Gambling problem? In Missouri, call 1-888-BETS-OFF or visit 888-BETS-OFF.org.
Buster Sports Bar and Grill takes bar food to a whole new level. They offer a full menu of made-from-scratch items and brine their corned beef in-house. Stop in for happy hour from 3 to 6, Monday through Saturday, and enjoy $6 select appetizers, plus discounted pitchers, buckets, drafts, wells, and wine. Visit Lester's on Clayton Road near Highway 40, or view Lester's menu at lestersrestaurant.com. Lester's, a sports bar that serves up great food, or a great restaurant that serves up sports. You'll just have to decide at Lester's.
At Elysium Restoration and Design, they specialize in interior home renovations, including bathroom and kitchen remodeling, basements, additions, garages, and more. They offer start-to-finish solutions for every project while providing full design services with custom work to fit your needs. Elysium's lead carpenters have at least 10 years' experience, so you know the work is done the right way. And being a family-run business, they take the time to communicate every step of the way. Check out Elysium Restoration and Design at erdstl.com.
What does USDA prime beef really mean? You usually won't find USDA prime meat at your supermarket because its limited supply is gobbled up by the finest upscale restaurants. Of all the beef produced in the U.S., less than 2% is certified USDA prime. But at Surf and Sirloin, located eastbound Manchester just west of 270, that's what's for dinner. The USDA prime New York strip ribeye and porterhouse. And Surf and Sirloin is also now hiring servers, hostess, and bartender positions. Call 822-3637 or check them out online, surfandsirloin.com.
Mizzou football is back in action this weekend at Memorial Stadium. Be sure to get your tickets in advance to experience the excitement of the Zoo. Got a group you want to bring to a game? Mizzou Athletics offers up tons of great group incentives, including a Drew Lock bobblehead when you purchase 15 or more tickets to a single game. Order your tickets now for this weekend's game at MUTigers.com or call 1-800-CAT-PAWS. We'll see you at the Zoo.
Oh, hello there. I'm 70s heartthrob and multi-Emmy award-winning sportscaster Doug Vaughn. Has your life been feeling dull? Well, I'll just get straight to the point. Come into the sharpest place in town and live with a new edge. Scissors, knives, pruners, hedge clippers, lawnmower blades, whatever you need sharpened, the fine professionals at Bertarelli Cutlery can take care of it for you. 1927 Marconi on the Hill. Call them at 314-664-4005. Follow them on Facebook or on Twitter at STL Knives.
Jack and hookers.
I'm a pretty good combo, man.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the September 13th edition of Pinion's Playhouse, brought to you by Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths, Home, the longest running advertiser on this show, Thompson Price, 23 years and counting. And the home part of Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths, Homes just means basically that a couple of things you can do to make your home a much better place to live, and that is kitchen and bathroom remodeling. We'll tell you why you absolutely want to talk to them before you make a decision. But first,
hey!
Well, I see that in the control board operator position sits the man who Great Britain was lucky enough to have as a resident for 19 years. And 10 of those, he lived in Birmingham, England. He is Trevor Limestone Limey. Philip, say hello to all of the people listening.
Hello to all of the people listening.
Is your daddy back home?
He is currently actually right now in Miami waiting on a flight to Philadelphia, and then he's on his way home.
Okay. So yeah. What's in Philadelphia?
That's his connecting flight back to Birmingham. Which, how stupid is that? He's got to fly to Miami, then
that
to Philadelphia.
Make any sense. Did he like his visit here?
Yeah, he loved it, and he really loved being on the air. So thank you
for that.
That
would be the highlight of most people's lives.
Yeah, probably
on this show.
Mm-hmm.
It was nice to meet him, and nice having him in here. It's also nice to have a guy that sometimes we don't know if he's going to be here or not. He could head north. He could head south. He could be westbound. He could be. Okay, a little overdone. Maybe a little over the top. Bill Cleveland is here. Bill, say hi to everybody.
Hello, everybody, and I just would like to take this time to really publicly apologize. I almost killed Frank earlier today, and it could have been a sad ending to all of this stuff.
You gave me a heart attack.
Yeah, I apologize for that, and hello.
What's your charge to finish him off?
Yeah. We'll tell you what that's about after we get rolling here. And I don't know. I've been in the building, in the studio, on the show with, in one form or another, this guy for about 30, 35 years. He's in the glass cubicle quarantine room. He is the heir to the Levi Strauss fortune. That's right. Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse.
And if I only had a brain.
Dan, say hello to your sponsor.
I would love to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason from Stifel. And if you're already working with a financial advisor, you can still call Mark and Jason and get a complimentary portfolio review. Stifel is a member of the SIPC and NYSE. For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello, everybody.
Hi, Dan.
Prior to the show, all of us, the five of us, had lunch together. We've never done that before. And our host was none other than this guy. He bought lunch for...
Yep, nothing. What happened? What was the matter?
Hi, everybody.
Well, hi, Dan. Yeah.
It's flawless up till that point.
Yeah, everything's going fine.
.com.
And I agree with whoever said flawless. This show...
Yep, that was me.
This show, up to just now... Boom, boom, boom. I mean, everything.
Dan got his part right. Everybody was
good.
Non-stop. Yeah.
So our host was the guy I'm about to introduce. He picked up the tab for lunch. And, and maybe we'll share with you next week a little of what he shared with us. It's some exciting good news. He wears many hats. He is the newsman. He is the head of the entire news department of the large morning show in the afternoon. He's the head of the resetting the digital clock department. He runs that. He does the news. Oh, and he does one other thing, which is actually the top of the list because this is his real full-time job, and that is private detective. Tim Woodburn, say hi to your sponsor.
Thank you, Frank. A lot of guys,
you're welcome.
A lot of guys call me. They can't stand it when their ex is dating somebody and their kids are got to hang around this guy now. What kind of a shyster is this guy? For $150, I'll put your mind at ease. I'll let you know everything you want to know about your ex's new thing. Let me know if I can help you with that. Tim at gatewaypi.net.
Well, you'll put their mind at ease, or you'll give them yet more to not be able to sleep over when you find out that guy really is a piece of crap.
I didn't include that side
of
the
question. It can go that way. Like that. But I'd want to know that.
I know. A lot of guys do.
I'd want to know that.
I get calls
too.
Like that every day.
Either way, you need that info. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
Your horse is hanging.
And Rad Boy did not join us for lunch. Tim invited him. Come to lunch with us. And he wouldn't go. He wouldn't go. Because he said the last time he was in this particular place, they didn't give you enough what?
Cheese.
Not enough cheese. No. They didn't want to go back. You turned out a good free lunch. Yeah, you need to know that. Would you please show your appreciation for great polka music like you're hearing right now? How about a round of applause for Bruce Lindquist and the All Boy Orchestra? Yeah.
So I didn't eat this morning, and I was saving myself for lunch. And I got there, and I was starving, and there was, what was that, the bread. The garlic cheese bread was on the table, and I probably ate a half a loaf.
That's a good story.
Yeah, thanks.
Mm, welcome.
It was tremendous.
So we're brought to you by Thompson Price. Yeah. No matter how hard we try, and believe me, we try, we cannot hurt his feelings. It's frustrating. We try to hurt Dan. We just can't.
Dan, guess which one of us, you missed this part, guess which one of us puts butter on already buttered garlic bread?
Me.
Oh, I know. It's Frank.
You cannot give me too much butter.
No. He puts butter on his butter.
Yeah. I like butter. And Thompson Price likes the feeling of completing someone's perfect new kitchen or bathroom. You're going to like that feeling, too. And you're going to enjoy it and have that feeling for a long, long, long time. This is not something that goes away after a few weeks or months or a year. You're going to walk in that bathroom or kitchen for a long time and thinking, this is some of the best money we ever spent. I am so glad we had Thompson Price and his people do this kitchen or this bathroom. Now, it's as simple as going to their website. I'll give you that in a moment. Or just stop into their showroom. It's in De Pere. It's less than a quarter mile east of 270 on Manchester. Walk around, take a look at just some of what can be done with a kitchen or bathroom, and please, when you walk in the door, say, I am AM in the PM. And you'll see they'll light up, and you'll be treated just a little bit better than other people. See, the other people don't know that because they're not listening. Sad. Yeah. And it's another way to prove that you're really AM and the PM. Because if you decide to go with another company, first of all, you won't. But if you did, let me put it to you this way. I know of one family that talked to Thompson Price, talked to two other companies, and went with one of the other companies. That entire family is now deceased. That's all. I'm just going to get it. We don't know. It's a mystery. We don't know what happened to them. But they claim to be AM and the PM. They didn't follow through and back it up. So don't just walk the walk. Talk the talk. I mean, don't just talk the talk. Walk the walk. Let's flip it and make it the other way. Prove you're AM and the PM. Because you're going to do us a favor and yourself a favor. And certainly Thompson Price's people a favor when you decide to go with them. And I think that's the decision you'll make. You're going to appreciate the process they put you through, meaning they'll ask you questions none of the other companies you're talking to will ask you. They haven't thought through the process that far. And that's not to say that there aren't maybe some other decent kitchen and bath companies. I guess there are, but for goodness sakes, you're AM and the PM, and so is Thompson Price, and so have they been for 23 years. That's how long they've been part of this show. Show them how much you appreciate that by, and here's the interesting part, I'm not about to tell you, show them how much you appreciate it by letting them do your kitchen and bath, but by including them. Just include them. Let them have a shot. See what they have to say. See what they come up with. I know the choice you'll make. Thompson Price. Kitchens, baths, home, ThompsonPrice.com.
I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo.
He's been to almost all these places, and he's also been to Forest Park, which is where he was last night. Bill Cleveland, brought to you by yet another terrific company, Window World. The number one selling replacement window in the United States, the preferred window of the St. Louis Blues, WindowWorldSt.Louis.com. Let's hear it now for Bill Cleveland.
Turn it down, Lyman.
Can I tell him the story and how you almost gave me a heart attack?
Yeah, sure.
We all went to lunch together. We met at Surf and Sirloin on Manchester. Great, great place, great restaurant. And I backed my car in, and there was a car right next to my left. So just imagine if I'm backing in, the car that I'm talking about is right to my left, my window, and I had the top off, target top, and so it's open. I didn't know there was anybody in the car. And as I back in, Bill, who is, his face is no more than 2 feet from my face, says, "Don't hit my car." It scared me. I jumped. I'm not kidding. I almost had a heart attack. I did not expect. I didn't know there was anybody in that car.
And he sat there for like a minute. I thought, oh my God.
I was restarting. Really? I was restarting my heart. No, I was restarting my heart. It scared me to death.
Oh my God.
Oh man. But we had a great lunch.
But
together.
It was hilarious.
Yeah. Well, to you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was pretty funny.
So I'm glad you're where right. are we going today?
So I thought I would talk a little bit about Niagara Falls. Has anyone been to Niagara Falls. Okay, this is good.
Everybody I have else? Not. Who has
Slowly
been?
Slowly my turn.
Limey?
I have not been to Niagara
Dan?
Falls.
I have when I was a little kid.
Okay. Well, that doesn't count. How old were you?
I don't remember.
Well, then it doesn't count. I have not been there.
I remember the falls,
you know what?
Though.
Here's what I think it'll be like. It'll be like the Grand Canyon. I've said this before. You go there and you go, whoa, and then what? right? I mean, did you? Oh, so, man, look at this. And it's over.
I'll talk about the Grand Canyon first. So the reason that you did not think that about the Grand Canyon because you looked just over the edge of the Grand Canyon.
Correct.
To experience the Grand Canyon, you have to go into the Grand Canyon. That's the honest to God truth. So Niagara Falls, you're pretty close to being right. It's an amazing, it's the world's largest waterfall. It is spectacular. It's unbelievable to see.
And loud.
Yes, and loud. What I will tell you is, and I'll be honest with you, it's not a destination to just go there and then turn around and come back home. Right. If it is along your route, and it's an hour or two away from where you're already going, absolutely go and check it out.
Kind of like Mount Rushmore. If you're in the neighborhood, yes. Go look at it.
Yeah, absolutely. But it is spectacular to see. Just a handful of sort of fun facts about Niagara Falls. And I'll tell you just quickly. So I don't know if we've ever really talked about this on the air. There was a time when I worked part-time in for a Parks and Recreation Department in the St. Louis area. And, yeah, big woo. And while I didn't necessarily love that job, it did teach me a lot about parks, and it made me appreciate nature, and I guess I did learn a lot there. And the one thing that drives me crazy about Niagara Falls, and it's in Niagara Falls State Park in New York, is that it has become such a tourist trap. And it really kind of makes me sad when you get there, you go into the park, and just on the outskirts of the park, there are these gigantic stores selling
souvenirs.
All kinds of crap. And it's just, I wish they had done something to preserve that and make it just a nice, beautiful park.
Hey, when you worked for the conservation, did you wear a uniform?
It was a Parks and Rec department, so it was municipal. Actually, I'll just tell you, it was here in Kirkwood. I worked for the
Kirkwood. But you didn't wear a uniform.
No, not really. No, too bad. Yeah, no pictures exist. So first state park in the United States, Niagara Falls State Park, 1855. 30 million people a year go to see Niagara Falls.
Whoa.
Do you know the three falls that make up Niagara Falls?
I have no idea. Anybody?
Nope. American Falls, Bridal Veil Falls, and Horseshoe Falls.
Now, who knows that?
Just told you that.
I know, American but nobody else knows that.
Well, maybe somebody, a trivia person, might know. The largest vertical drop, is 165 feet. It is illegal to go over the falls, but some people have. Some have not survived while they've tried to go actually over the Niagara Falls.
Well, a lot of people committed suicide there, right?
I believe that to be the case, yes. Or just tried to be a stunt devil. Yeah, absolutely. Again, it's really cool to see once you were there, but Frank is right. I will not go back. In fact, I only brought this up today because there's a travel writers conference that's there this week, and I don't need to go. I've seen it. I don't need to see that again. But again, if it's in your route and along the way, absolutely check it out. I think you'll enjoy it.
I don't think they've ever had to do much to generate traffic. It's just a natural sort of curiosity thing. Because they've seen enough, and I've seen enough video on TV to know this thing is massive.
Yeah, one of the Walenda brothers.
Oh, right.
Walk the tightrope over. Let me ask you an honest question, everybody in the show. Mm-hmm. If you attended a tightrope walking, say, like somebody walking a tightrope over the Grand Canyon or the Niagara Falls, secretly, deep down, are you saying make it or fall?
I would be shooting spitballs at that person.
I'm on fall.
Fall.
I think I'm on fall.
I'm on fall.
Fall.
Okay. No.
See, fall. I appreciate fall. Everybody's honesty.
When Evel Knievel would do those jumps, miss it. Yeah. No, I'm serious. Mm-hmm. And people that go to NASCAR races if they're truthful or boxing match, they want to see something happen.
Okay. Anytime someone says Niagara Falls, I always go to this. I think of this. Hang on.
Then he caught you in Niagara Falls. Niagara Falls!
Okay.
Was that the Three Stooges?
Yeah, it's the Three Stooges. Right. They freak out. Niagara Falls, slowly I turn.
Oh, is that what the slowly I turn is from?
Yeah.
Step by step.
Yeah, inch by inch. Yeah.
But how does it end? Because I know the slowly I turn.
I think they beat the crap out of somebody.
I will just give you one quick last tip. The Niagara Falls actually looks better on the Canadian side. So
I've heard that.
If you are going up there, make sure you have a passport. Obviously, you can't get over to Canada if you don't have a passport. Go across the bridge. You can spend a little time there. They have a nice area. That also is touristy, but you can hang out.
Is it still a huge honeymoon destination? Because it used to be.
I don't know. I've not had any honeymoons, so I'm not in the market, so I don't know.
I didn't mean to bring it up.
Yeah, no, that's okay. But go to the Canadian side and look over. It looks much better.
Have you ever seen the cool pictures online of when they actually just shut off Niagara Falls for a couple months?
They can do that?
Yeah, 1969, I think they did it.
When?
Oh, 1969.
Knock it off. I didn't even know. Somebody just turns a big valve and the whole thing stops.
So it's funny you mentioned, it's funny both of you mentioned, honeymoon and you mentioned turning this off. I met a guy at a book signing last year because Niagara Falls was one of the things that I wanted people to go and see. And he told me this story. He said he went to Niagara Falls, went with his wife. They were on their honeymoon and they were going to get pictures taken. And they were there on the day that the thing was turned off.
Oh,
so their honeymoon pictures or wedding pictures or whatever have, there's no water flowing through Niagara Falls.
Here's a picture. That's a great radio. A picture of what Niagara Falls looks like with no water.
Hold it up to the microphone.
Yeah, I didn't even know they could do that.
Hold it closer to the mic for the listeners.
It's pretty cool to see. That. Yeah. That's it. If you want some more, you can go to BillOnTheRoad.com. I'm Bill Clevelin on the road and on 590 The Fan.
That's called loyalty. They're always there for you.
You grab three homeless people and
brought them to lunch with us.
Bill Clevelin, brought to you by Window World. Terrific company, terrific product. Must be terrific. Number one selling replacement window in the country and the preferred window of the St. Louis Blues. Larry Connors, you know him, you love him. He's on this station, and he comes on in about half an hour. Here's a little of what Larry will talk about on Larry Connors USA. Did 3,000 people die from Hurricane Maria in Puerto Rico, or is that a lie? And if so, what would be the purpose of the lie? He'll tell you. The movie about Neil Armstrong's walk on the moon is being praised but criticized because it does not show Neil Armstrong planting the U.S. flag on the moon. Does that upset you? Larry wants to know. The son of comedian Richard Pryor will be on Larry's show tonight. For a special event in St. Louis, this is something that might affect you or members of your family. That alone would make me want to watch or listen tonight. And a new survey asked, do you support Nike's decision to hire Colin Kaepernick? Find out if you will agree with the majority opinion. I think I know what the majority opinion is going to be, but to make sure, listen to Larry.
You can watch him. You can watch him, too. He broadcasts his show on Facebook.
Yeah.
That's right. Forgot about that. A listener named Rod suggested I check out a thing on Netflix. It's a 4-part documentary called Evil Genius. I watched 2 of the 4 parts last night. My wife does not care for this kind of thing. It's she doesn't like the, you know, when they do the Dateline and that Keith Morrison.
Oh, that guy's voice.
But was his wife? But was his wife really employed, or was she just hanging around? Well, the police seem, she didn't like that stuff. And these documentaries, they do become laborious and kind of heavy, but I like it because it's all true. And Evil Genius, I think, is worth watching. So, Rod, thank you for the recommendation. I'll pick up before the weekend's over the other 2 episodes of the 4.
You ever watch Forensic Files?
I actually never have.
It's a great show. It's a half-hour show. It breaks down how cops caught a criminal. Usually it's murder or something violent. Right. But that guy's voice, who narrates that, Frank Opinion was found dead on the side of the road.
Yeah.
His wife denied having anything to do with it for 12 years.
You know, a lot of pauses.
Exactly. A lot of pauses. The dramatic pauses. It'll creep you out.
Of course, with the Hurricane Florence, is that the name of the hurricane?
Yes.
Yeah, that
hitting,
is the name.
Here they come, the charity scammers and the price gougers. Mm. I think there's a special place in hell for these people. Mm-hmm. Outlandish prices for water and gasoline and plywood and whatever. And then, of course, the let's help these poor people out charities. Folks, be very careful, because in too many cases, none of this money goes where you think it's going. So just be careful. Do some homework. There's one guy who says he's not leaving. He's going to ride out the storm in his boat.
Oh, my God.
I don't know that I can think of a worse place to be than on your boat right there on the coast.
He watched Forrest Gump.
Yeah,
and he
I
thinks
was just
he,
about
he
to
thought
say
he
that.
Could make it.
Yeah.
Well, and I guarantee you, too, he's thinking, if I survive this, I'm going to be famous. I'm going to be on the Today Show. No, I'm serious. He will. He will. Either as an idiot or a survivor. I think to most people, probably an idiot. He's going to stay on his boat through this thing.
There's this is something Tim mentioned this in the news, and I do not understand one why they would put it this way or how they come up with this number. They say winds of at least 74 miles per hour. Now how would you possibly be able to know, and why 74? Why not winds of at least 75 miles? I mean, how do they calculate that? It just seems odd to me. Winds of at least 74 miles per hour. There's I shared this story with these guys at lunch because we all had lunch together, but I want to share it with you. It's a great story. I have four attorneys. Now, four attorneys that I either use for serious stuff or just when I need some advice or calling, hey, I got a ticket, whatever. One of them I was on the phone with yesterday, and he said there was something that I said that reminded him of this story. He said, did I ever tell you my colonoscopy story? And I said, I don't know. I don't remember. What is it? He said, well, you've had one. I said, yeah. This is such a great story. Mm-hmm. He goes in for colonoscopy, and, you know, they fill out the paperwork and the prep, and they put you in the gown, and you're in the room waiting for the anesthesiologist to come in and knock you out so you can have the colonoscopy. And it's a female anesthesiologist, and I'm going to make up a fake name, Bob Woodward. Not Woodward, Woodbird. Mm-hmm. So she comes in and opens the chart and says, Bob Woodbird, she said, are you an attorney? He said, yes, I am. Do we know each other? She said, oh, yeah. She said, several years ago, you represented my ex-husband in our divorce. And she's standing there. She's the anesthesia. He already has that thing in his vein where they just, port, and she's ready to just give him the stuff. She said, you represented my ex-husband. And he said, she said, do you remember me? He said, yes, I do. And wow, you don't look a day older than you did then. And she said, good night. And he said, that was it. He went out. And as he's just going out, he's thinking, will I ever wake up again? Oh, my goodness, what a great story. There's a joke that's very similar to that actual story, and I don't think we've told it yet, but we'll get there. We'll get to it. Yesterday we talked about paddling, or it was the day before because Limey brought it up, that in Georgia there's a school district considering bringing back paddling. So off the air, Dan reminded me of something that happened when I was in school, and I think it was pretty much universal a couple, three decades ago, and that is the mysterious sort of urban legend principles paddle. Dan said that his buddies at school were convinced, just because of the murmurs and the whispering, that there was a paddling machine.
Oh, yeah.
In the principal's office.
Machine?
Yes.
A machine.
A machine. Wow. Like an actual Rube Goldberg sort of, you bend over in a...
Oh, they got a paddling machine.
Eight paddles on it?
Yeah, something like that. I don't know. When we didn't know what it was.
It was the electric paddle. Mm. And if somebody goes to the principal's office, when you came out, they go, did you get the electric paddle? Because we were convinced there was an electric paddle. And the smart kids were the ones that perpetuate this stuff.
Right.
And they'll say, yeah. And then you go, what was it like? Was it
the teachers
like?
Probably started.
Probably. And I remember the word was, he plugged the paddle in, and it wasn't electric in the sense that, you know, he had to do the paddling, but it had needles in it that heated up.
Oh, man.
Whoa. And put puncture holes in your buttocks.
Wow.
Yeah. You don't want the electric paddle. And I'm not kidding. I believed it for a while. Everybody believed it for a while. We're kids.
Mm-hmm. Well, of course, the last thing you want is several buttholes.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, that was
great.
That was unacceptable.
Balls! Slowly I turn, the giants I step, inch by inch.
Thank you, Dan.
Frank, just wanted to break things up a little bit.
How about this?
To answer your question real quick, yeah. A hurricane has to be 74 miles an hour to be considered a hurricane.
Ah, that's why they
called
say
the Saffir-Simpson. The Saffir-Simpson
Easy for you to say.
I can't say it once. Time, less got it. Time. The Saffir-Simpson scale. Yeah. The Saffir-Simpson scale. Saffir-Simpson.
No kidding. Yeah, under 74, it's not a hurricane.
73 is a 39 to 73 is a tropical storm.
Huh.
74 to 95 is a hurricane one, and then it goes up to hurricane five.
So what they're saying is basically, yeah, this is a hurricane. It'd be at least 74 miles per hour. Okay. My wife loves to hike. Now, please don't read anything into what I'm about to say. My wife is a hiker. She's never hiked, I don't think, in Oregon. I might. Maybe it's a surprise birthday present or something. Here, I got tickets. We're going to Oregon, so you can hike in Oregon. A cougar killed a woman hiking in Oregon. Did you see this?
No.
No.
This is the second cougar that they know of. They found her body on this hiking trail. When she didn't come back, they sent a crew looking for her. And they know, just from the, I guess, I'm sure it was pretty horrible to look at, that it was a cougar attack. It's the second one this year. She was 55 years old, just a little bit off the trail, where I guess the cougar had dragged her off a little bit, in the Mount Hood National Forest, about 40 miles southeast of Portland. Yeah, that'll be the next birthday present. Hiking trip
in Oregon.
Oregon. Amazon, why not? They do everything else. This year, you can get a real fresh-cut 7-foot Christmas tree from Amazon delivered right to your door in a 7-foot box.
Oh, my goodness.
And the price is actually, for a real tree, I think right in line with anywhere else you'd buy a real tree. They said the most popular consumers spend an average of $74.70, but for some reason the Fraser Fir, that's like the popular one or something. So I think they're getting something like $140 for these. So $115. That actually is reasonable. The last time we bought a real tree, they're easily over $100. So for $115, it comes right to your door in a 7-foot
box.
Where
are you buying your real trees?
We haven't bought a real tree for a long, long time.
Yeah.
We actually, year, were dumb enough to go cut down. Let's do the family cut down the tree. We went to a tree farm. I'll never do that again. Ever. You got to take a saw, you cut the tree down, then you got to somehow bind it up yourself and put it on the top of the car.
I always think of Christmas Vacation where Chevy did
exactly.
That,
yeah.
That gigantic
we did it. We did it once, and that was it. No more. Now we just do the just the fake tree, and I actually have one of those silver from the 50s with a color wheel on it. I love that thing. So we do that little one and then one big one that's fake, and it's easy. You go down the basement and get it and plug it in, and the bulbs are already part of the tree. Folks, this is just wrong. White Castle is going to introduce a vegetarian slider. Oh, okay, this is wrong. White Castle is not supposed to be vegetarian.
Not healthy food.
Not supposed to be healthy. $1.99, plant-based burger.
Why?
Plant-based.
Good question.
I wonder what that's going to taste like, though.
It'll taste horrible. White Castle is supposed to be what it is. White Castle. Stinky and delicious. Stinky. That should be their slogan. White Castle.
Stinky
and delicious. That would be a great campaign.
I'd buy that.
Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
An FM DJ loses his job. That happens a lot. And decides to take a job in construction. So he's now part of the crew, and they explain to him, you know, there's a lunch break. What time will you hear the whistle blow? That was me, by the way. That wasn't a real whistle. And then you get 45 minutes. You know, take your hard hat off, sit down. So he gets on the job, and the lunchtime comes. So he sits with some other guys at lunch, and they open their lunch boxes, and, man, he smells something really good. The guy next to him has something really good. And the FM DJ says, hey, you mind if I, what do you got for lunch there? He goes, oh, my wife is a fantastic cook. He says, this is her family meatloaf recipe, handed down from her mom's mom, and mashed potatoes and homemade peach pie. And the FM DJ says, you want to see what I got? Cheese sandwich. That's what I got. A cheese sandwich. So they have lunch, and next day, lunchtime comes. And he sits next to the same guy, and he goes, whoa, what, can I ask you, what do you got today for lunch? He goes, got my wife's fried chicken. It's as good as any fried chicken I've ever had in my whole life. And wild rice and gravy and homemade brownies. What do you got? The FM DJ says, here, take a look. Cheese sandwich. That's what I got. Same as yesterday. Stick a cheese sandwich. Next day, his coworker on the construction crew has catfish. And not just catfish, but homemade hush puppies and slaw, homemade slaw. His buddy says, what about you? He goes, well, what about me? Let's see. Oh, cheese sandwich. Stinking cheese sandwich again. And his coworker says, hey, pal. He says, look, why don't you just tell your wife you're when she goes to make your lunch tomorrow, just tell her you're tired of cheese sandwich. He goes, what wife? I make my own lunch.
Time for a check on traffic with Tory Lyons.
Traffic's brought to you by Z-Quil Pure Z's. Accident still working northbound 270 north of Dorset. Delays eastbound 70 St. Charles Rock Road all the way into that earlier crash at Jennings Station. Eastbound 64, an accident at Ballast backing up traffic near Boone's Crossing. And then baseball traffic eastbound 64 past the crash all the way into Big Bend. Eastbound 270 lines up Missouri Bottom to Washington Elizabeth. Accident westbound 44 on the shoulder between Jamison and Shrewsbury. And your solid westbound 64 into the Poplar Street Bridge. Worried about another sleepless night? Try new Z-Quil Pure Z's melatonin gummies. Z-Quil Pure Z's is drug-free, a unique blend of chamomile to help you fall asleep and wake with no next-day grogginess. New Z-Quil Pure Z's. I'm Tory Lyons reporting for 590 The Fan. Now back to the large morning show in the afternoon.
It started in Wayno's garden, spread to my kitchen, caught fire with the team, and now imagine the whole city eating my salsa.
Introducing Matt Carpenter's Bueno Mojo Salsa, available only at Schnucks and in stores now.
Dan, people always ask me, Matt, you're hitting the most home runs of your career. You could be the MVP, and the Cardinals are on fire. Is it really because of the salsa? And I tell them, yes.
So swing by Schnucks and pick up Matt Carpenter's Bueno Mojo Salsa. Go to Schnucks and go loco, folks, with Matt Carpenter's Bueno Mojo Salsa.
Hollywood Casino. Come play, where the rewards and thrills never end. Catch the big game with a cold beer from 99 Hops House. It's your play call with 99 different beers to choose from and great food to fuel your fun. Enjoy live sports entertainment where you're always on the winning team. Hollywood Casino St. Louis. Must be 21. Gambling problem? In Missouri, call 1-888-BETS-OFF or visit 888-BETS-OFF.org.
Hi, this is Tim Woodburn. My firm, Gateway Investigations, has been in business in St. Louis for over 10 years. We use modern GPS technology to find people or to figure out what they're doing when you're not around. Call me, 238-1367, or email me, tim@gatewaypi.net.
TMA Lives provide a great opportunity to watch and participate live with the Ryan Kelly Morning After, as well as enjoying fellowship with other TMA Lemmings like yourself. This month, TMA Live is on September 20th at the Hot Shots on Dorset. Come out, enjoy great specials on Bud Select, the official beer of the Ryan Kelly Morning After, and some TMA-themed menu items. Doug the Cat and I will be there. Will you? That's this month, TMA Live at Hot Shots on Dorset, September 20th.
When you go out to dinner, it should be magical. There are lots of good restaurants in St. Louis, but tonight, we want great. Picture a place where the patio is lined with trees, and in the breeze, there's the smell of Grecian shrimp, pork chops, hand-cut fillets, and veal coming from an ancient-looking Greek oven, and it's no less inviting inside in a beautiful dining room with the service fit for a king and a queen. You just discovered Spiro's in St. Charles, where the dining experience is unique and unparalleled, where Spiro's believes the best food is meant to be shared, so the portions are designed for a communal dining experience. Sample remastered Mediterranean dishes prepared by master chefs, then share this experience with friends, family, and loved ones. You have found Spiro's in St. Charles, and dining out will never be the same until you come back. Spiro's at 2275 Bluestone Drive in St. Charles, off First Capital.
Bottle of wine, fruit of the vine,
headed for Dallas, Texas. I didn't get a chance earlier to thank Limestone Cowboy, for bringing in these. They're brownie cookies. They're cookies, but they taste just like brownies. That's exactly what I needed. Was to pack on a couple more pounds.
I haven't had
one. It's Thursday. It's snack day.
You know what? They're actually very good, and they're only $3.
I know, right? Pretty amazing.
And how many were in here? Like 10?
I think there's like 10 or 12 in there.
Yeah, are they all gone?
Shop and Save.
They are not. Do you want one, Dad?
Free plug. Shop and Save. Yeah. You need to come on and be a sponsor here. We just gave you a free plug. First one's free. We're going down to Dallas to check in with Mike Evans, courtesy of Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. You probably know, if you don't, they're closed only on Monday. Both of them. They're next door to each other. Same ownership, same terrific quality in everything they do and everything they sell. Annie Gunn's and the Smokehouse also sell thousands of gift cards every year. You know why? Because every day, somebody deserves and would appreciate a gift card from Annie Gunn's or the Smokehouse. Not just for holidays, not just for birthdays, but for anything. A gift card for whatever amount you want it to be. Annie Gunn's and the Smokehouse are east of all the other stuff in Chesterfield Valley. If you've never been, please go. Tell them your AM and the PM and say hello to Mike Evans.
Sometimes you're working today, homie.
I'm afraid sometimes when you inhale like that, you might choke yourself or something. Be careful with that. You don't want to go down the wrong pipe, you know.
You know what would be a good thing is if all of you chipped in and got me a gift certificate for my birthday next week for Annie Gunn's.
Well, there goes that surprise.
Huh?
No, we can't do it. We had it done, and that won't be a surprise because you already figured it out.
I'll still be surprised, honey.
When is your birthday?
Thursday. A week from today.
Let's try not to forget that, everybody. Okay. What's going on?
This week's pop, huh?
What's going on?
This week's pop quiz theme for the last time, the number of times a certain celebrity's been arrested today. Something a little different. Name the name of the celebrity who's been arrested by far the most times. And I think you'll be surprised when you hear how many times this person has been handcuffed. Whoopi Goldberg. Martin Sheen. Michael Moore. Ashley Judd. Couple movie reviews for you. Opening up tomorrow, Simple Favor. Simple Favor is one of the best written films of the year. It's a thriller that really does thrill. It has secret betrayals. It has love. It has hate. It has getting even. It has some incredible twists that I guarantee you won't see coming. Blake Lively is fabulous and disappears with little trace, which leads her new best friend, played by Anna Kendrick.
I don't like her.
I think she is gorgeous.
I don't.
I think she's gorgeous.
Why? She looks like a rat. Like a little rat face.
Oh, I think she's cute.
Sorry. Just me.
Anna Kendrick to start digging for answers to and finding things out about her friend that shocks her and shocks the audience. This movie is also funny in a very, very dark way. It is rated R, 116 minutes, 3.5 stars for Simple Favor.
I've never heard of it.
Oh, yeah.
The first I've ever heard of anybody mention it. Oh, it opened this weekend?
I think it does.
Yeah, it opens tomorrow.
I've seen the trailers.
I'll go see that.
It looks really good.
Yeah, it's good. Next, and here we go again, a movie that I like that most critics panned. It is White Boy Rick.
It looks good to me.
I'll tell you how clueless I think some of these critics are. The critic from the San Francisco Chronicle says, quote, "The film isn't convincing or believable," end quote. Please note, hello, it's a true story.
Yeah.
Hello.
I like McConaughey. I didn't years ago, but I like him now.
The true story of a 15-year-old boy in the 1980s who the FBI, along with his dad's approval, convinced the kid to be a drug informant. The kid is played by Richie Merritt, who is a newcomer. I've never seen him before. He is great. The dad is played by Matthew McConaughey, and he is also solid. Without being a spoiler, it doesn't end well. I can also tell you that the kid, who is now 48 years old, was just returned back to prison.
in real life.
The kid who stars with it with McConaughey, you said he's a newcomer. He's never acted. He was never in drama class. They discovered him in the principal's office of some high school. And just they took him and worked with him, and McConaughey says he's a natural. I mean, he just...
Oh, he's great.
I'm looking forward to this one.
Film is shocking, sometimes funny, tragic, and so disturbing. Rated R, 111 minutes, 3 stars. One quick TV review, homie. Jim Carrey's new television show on Showtime is called Kidding, and I think he was kidding. It really sucked.
I tried to watch it. I got 20 minutes in. I looked at my wife. I said, I can't watch this anymore.
It's just stupid.
Horrible.
What's it about?
You know.
It's like he's a Mr. Rogers type TV kids show host. It's just bad.
Is it stupid like slapstick, or is it stupid?
No,
it's just stupid. I think he's trying to be serious, but it's just so stupid. It's stupid, bad.
You can't even describe why it's bad. You just know it's bad.
Homie?
Okay.
It sounded like we lost you. Yeah. No, I agree. It's terrible.
It is absolutely. It's just hideous. It's what it is. I hate to admit it, but it is just totally hideous. Before I get to the pot quiz question, a couple of funny sayings today. Okay. You ready?
Yeah.
When you're down by the sea and an eel bites you, you'll know that's amore. When you're down by the sea and an eel bites your knee, that's amore.
You did there, amore eel.
Oh, my goodness.
Wah, wah, wah.
Dogs cannot operate MRI scanners, but cats can.
Oh.
I get it.
Got it.
Despite the high cost of living, it remains popular.
What?
He who last laughs doesn't get it.
Wow.
Well, I wanted to run them by you before I thought, ran by anybody else.
I'd put the brakes on these right now. This is as bad as the Jim Carrey show.
What in the world?
Yeah. That's what wine does.
I saw them and I read them a couple of times. I kind of chuckled and I go, I don't know if these are if they're good or if they're just really dumb.
And when you thought they might be good, have you had something to drink?
Yeah.
Okay, that explains it.
Some are so dumb they're funny.
I'll run by Franco because Franco has a pretty good sense of humor. And he'll be honest and tell me, that's good stuff. Or he'll just say,
bad. I'll tell you right now, bad. 40 seconds, Mr. Evans.
Jeez Louise.
40 seconds.
And finally. When you're out at sea and then you'll bite your knee, that's amore.
25 seconds.
Who's been arrested the most? Whoopi Goldberg, Martin Sheen, Michael Moore, Ashley Judd?
Michael Moore.
I'm going to say Ashley Judd.
I'll say Martin Sheen.
I will also say Martin Sheen.
The answer is Martin Sheen. Yes. Now guess how many times he's been arrested?
69.
I'm at 15. 5 seconds.
66.
Wow.
66. Mike Evans, say up.
66.
What did the other plate say to the other?
No.
To one
what?
Plate?
Quick.
Dinner's on me.
Okay. Thank you, police officer, every chance you get. Have a great Thursday evening, everybody.
You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead in your mind. Miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell. Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
All right, Dan.
All right, Dan. Goodbye.
All right, Dan.
Bye, y'all.
This is 590 The Fan, KFNS Wood River, St. Louis, and 590thefan.com, the home of Budweiser.
News Radio, I'm Brian Shook. Hurricane Florence is battering the coasts of North and South Carolina as it moves closer to shore. More than a million people were evacuated from coastal areas with the Category 2 storm expected to make landfall sometime tomorrow. The National Hurricane Center says the slow-moving storm will generate life-threatening storm surges. North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper says nearly 30,000 people across his state have had their power knocked out by Florence. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis has pre-approved requests for DOD capabilities from FEMA for potential life-sustaining actions needed after Florence.
Secretary Mattis has pre-approved all requests for life-saving and life-sustaining actions in order to make DOD capabilities immediately available.
During a Pentagon briefing today, Assistant Defense Secretary Kenneth Rapano said the military is poised to jump in and assist local, state, and federal disaster relief efforts.